Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
This morning, we are thinking together about being missional. And if you don't know what the word missional means, that's fine, because it is just a word that theologians made up. We're going to think about mission, what mission is. I'm going to try and be a little ambitious. I'm going to try and attempt to sum up the theology of mission, the whole thing, and to think a little about what sort of mission God is calling us to as a church. In recent months, we've been going through the values that came out of the day we spent together in January, thinking about what sort of church God was calling us to be. We've been considering these seven things, delving into what the Bible has to say about them, considering what they might mean for us as a church today. And the hope is that once we've been through them all and prayerfully considered them, we'll be able to confidently say, as Whitley Bay Baptist Church, what our God-given values are. And from there, we can begin to work on nurturing and exercising these values all the more in our life together as a church. So once the preaching is done, we're going to spend a week praying into each of them and hopefully hearing God's voice as he shows us the next steps of our life together with him. As we've thought about our values, I have been emphasizing the fact that this is a whole church journey. We're not sending Joel or the church leadership team or some other group to be generous or missional or worshipful. Each of those seven values are for all of us. And we also recognize that part of working together and doing new things is that everything is not always going to work. And that's okay. That's part of how we grow. Following the way of Jesus means taking up our cross. It's going to be hard at times. There will be challenge and self-sacrifice. But there is joy too, and fun, I believe, to be had as well. But this morning I have the whole of missiology to talk to you about, which is some task, as in my time studying theology, I think I did six separate modules, so that's at least 60 hours of lectures that I've had on mission, plus lots of time reading and writing essays. I'm going to try and do it all for you now in the next, I don't know, maybe hour and a half, that'd be all right. Then I'll give you the essay question at the end. Start from the basics. What is mission? Why don't you tell me? Let's start there. We'll do the essay question right at the start. You tell me, what is mission? What does it mean for us as God's people? Reaching out. Telling the good news. Going the extra mile. There was caring for others, I think, and there was something else somewhere. Being God in the world.
Living out your faith.
Living out your faith. A command. To go into all the world and preach the gospel. Let me start by saying this. Those are all good things, all part of mission. Mission is not optional. Going and doing has always been part of the coming and following, right? Jesus said, come and follow me, but he then sent his followers to go and do. You might read the whole of the New Testament as missionary documents about going out into the world. The Gospels are the Father sending the Son to the world. Acts is the record of the Son and the Spirit sending the church. And all the letters that we have are first-hand accounts of the dynamic missionary life of the early church. The Apostle Paul never sat down to write theology. He didn't sit down and think, today I'm going to tell everyone exactly how the universe works. He sat down to write letters that would encourage the early church to be the people of God in the world and to share the good news of Jesus with the world. And too often, when we think about mission, when we think about what the church has to go and do, we fall into one of two pitfalls. Firstly, we treat it like an added extra, like we can be the church without it, like we can be Christians without it, as long as I come week by week and worship God in this building together with others, as long as I say my prayers, I am a Christian. A church that is not going into the world in the name of Jesus is not a church of Christ. The second pitfall is that we assume that mission will just happen. If we focus on ourselves, if I get myself right, if I focus on my own relationship with God, if I make sure that I'm worshipping him properly, if I'm nice enough, mission will just happen as a byproduct, almost by accident. As long as I'm a good person, other people will surely come to know Jesus just through me being me. Mission doesn't happen by accident. As individuals, as a church, we need to be intentional about mission. It might help if I try and clarify a little what I mean by that word, mission, as I've used it any number of times and not defined it yet. I probably won't define it by the end of this morning, but hopefully we'll have some sort of idea of what I think. As with everything else, mission starts with God. Our God is at work in the world. He is not a distant God that created and then sat back to watch. He is not a God that does not care what happens to everything that he has made. Our God cares and our God intervenes and he works. He shapes all things for the good of those who love him. And God's overall mission in the world, what he is doing, is creating and recreating. God made everything very good. He made people in his image to have a special relationship with him and to represent him to all of creation, to be his stewards. And God's mission in recreation is to make things very good again. One day, eventually, a new heaven and a new earth that is very good. And in the meantime, God intervenes in this world for his purposes to accomplish his goals. And I think the way in which God acts in the world can be summed up in two areas. He intervenes to draw people closer to him. He calls people to follow him. He reveals himself so that people will know him and be able to worship him. He draws people into a relationship with him. He sends prophets to tell people his will so that they can do as he desires. He draws people closer to him. And he works to shape the world into something that is more like his kingdom. So people are fed and healed and protected, punished where necessary, reprimanded. And when God gives the people his law, it's supposed to help them do both these things, to draw people close to him, to have a loving relationship with God, and to help them live in such a way that the world reflects his kingdom. There's no better place to see this than in the life of Jesus. The mission of God in the world is complete renewal. It is achieved by drawing people into relationship with him and to make the world reflect his kingdom. And this is what Jesus came to do. Jesus, God the Son, who shows us what God is like. Jesus' mission on earth was to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. That's what he says himself. In our reading today from Luke 4, Jesus quotes a couple of passages from Isaiah. And what he's doing is he's aligning his mission with the mission of God. He talks about good news for the poor, freedom for prisoners, sight for the blind, freedom from oppression, and that the time of the Lord's favor would be proclaimed. This is what the kingdom of God is like. It's a place where no one is in need, where everyone has enough, where we are set free from sin and the tyranny of others, where there is no more sickness. Jesus came to bring this kingdom and to proclaim that all this is from God. And the kingdom of God is a place where there is no more sickness, and so Jesus healed the sick. It is a place where we can be free from sin, and so he forgave those who repented. It is a place where there is no more hunger, and so he fed the hungry. It is a place where the forces of evil no longer rule, and so he drove out demons. It is a place where there is no more death, and he raised others from the dead and returned from death to life himself. This is the kingdom. This was Jesus' mission, to bring the kingdom of God, a kingdom where God reigns, where Christ is Lord, where things are exactly as he wants them to be, where everything is very good. This is what Jesus did, and as he did so, he called people to come to him, to follow him, to be part of his kingdom, and indeed to go out and draw others into it as well. God's mission in the world is to reshape it so that it reflects his kingdom, so that eventually it will become his kingdom when he makes all things new. His mission is also to draw people to himself. These are two parts of one whole thing. And Jesus showed us this in his life and death and resurrection and in his instruction to his followers. And if that is God's mission in the world, then the mission of the church is the same. To help shape this world so that it reflects God's kingdom, and to draw people into a relationship with Jesus. To invite the world to be part of that kingdom. When Jesus sends out his followers, he sends out the 12 in Matthew 10, he sends out 72 of his followers in Luke 10. He sends them out to do exactly the same things he himself had been doing. Not anything different. He didn't save some of the tricky stuff just to do on his own. I'll drive out the demons, but you can just go and tell people that I love them. No, he sent them to heal the sick and to drive out demons too. To proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. And when he commissions his disciples in Matthew 28, it is to go in his authority by the power of the Spirit and make disciples just as he had been doing all the time. There are two essential parts to the mission of the church, and they are the same two parts of the mission of God. We are called to help make this world reflect the kingdom of God. So what is it that God wants in our world? For there to be no sickness, so we help provide healthcare. For there to be no hunger, and so we help feed the hungry. We help provide for those most in need. We work for justice because the kingdom of God is a place of justice. In our words and actions, we love our neighbour. We work for their good because that is what we are commanded to do. And we tell people the good news of Jesus Christ, who died to set us free from sin and restore our relationship with the Creator of all things. We tell them the good news of a God who loves them and wants to draw them to himself. A God who loves them, who loves this world so much that he sent his one and only Son. These two things, these two parts, go together and cannot be separated. If we go out into the world and we tell people about Jesus, we tell them that God loves them, we tell them that they should repent and come to him because of who he is and what he has done, if we tell them about the kingdom of God without showing them, our words ring hollow. If we fail to love them, if we fail to work for the good of our neighbours, to seek justice, to be merciful, we are nothing but hypocrites. Equally, if we work for the good of the kingdom, if we set up food banks and parish nurses, night shelters and street pastors and community groups, if we do all that kingdom work, but never tell anyone the good news of Jesus, we are not a church of Christ. We are just another social action group. The mission of the church is the same as the mission of the disciples. It is the same as the mission of God. It is to bring the kingdom of God to the world and to invite the world to join that kingdom. It is to tell people about the love of Christ and to show them what that love looks like. It is not either or, it is always both and. Note too that Jesus, when he commissions his followers, he tells them to make disciples. It's not about just introducing people to Jesus and then leaving them to their own devices. It's about drawing people into an ever deeper relationship with the living God. Our mission, the mission of the church, is the mission of God, to work alongside him with all he aims to do in our world. I love this about God. He doesn't need us, you know. He doesn't need us to work with him on his mission. He wants us to work alongside him. He wants us to work alongside him because partly that's how we have relationship with one another, isn't it? If you've ever been working in busy kitchen in church, maybe to prepare a meal, or you've ever been at work trying to achieve something, trying to build something alongside other people. Depth of relationship comes far easier than when you just sat around having a cup of coffee, I find. Working alongside others can build the deepest, most profound relationships, and this is how God chooses to work in this world, is alongside us. During our values and vision day in January, some of the words And phrases that we came up with were about evangelism and local and global outreach and loving and serving our area, caring for others, shining God's light, being salt and light. All these things, our call as God's people is to be intentional about our outreach, about our evangelism, about our mission. You can use any of those words, outreach, evangelism, mission, going, being salt and light, I don't mind what you call it as long as you're doing it. To love our neighbour and to tell them about a God who loves them too. We are probably not being called to stand on a street corner with a megaphone. I dare say that that method of sharing the love of God is often counterproductive. But we are called to tell people about our own relationship with Jesus and invite them to come to him for themselves. We are called to love our neighbour and work for the good of others. We are called to bring justice and mercy, healing and dignity to our world, to alleviate poverty and work against the powers of darkness. We are called to be different from the world, to model forgiveness and self-giving love, even to those who do not deserve it. We are called to be radically generous. And we're called to support others in doing these things too. And so as a church, we financially and prayerfully support a number of missionaries and mission organisations as well. But here at Whitley Bay Baptist Church, we feel that we are being particularly called to mission in our town, to bring the kingdom of God to the people of Whitley Bay, to serve them and to love them and to tell them about Jesus. So many of us are already involved in doing this in so many ways. In this very building, we have groups for adults with learning difficulties and families with additional needs. We have parish nurses and toddlers meeting. We have people from this church who go out and help run pie clubs and fiestas, who share Jesus with the police and in local schools. Some of what we need to do as a church is simply recognize and celebrate the ways in which we are already engaged in the mission of God. But we also need to be ready as he's calling us to do new and different things. We need to make sure that we are not leaving the mission of God in our town to a small number of people. It's okay, they're doing it, while the rest of us just rock up to church every week to sing a few songs. Mission, sharing God's love and speaking Jesus' name, is not optional. It's an integral part of being a Christian. Our God is a missionary God at work in the world, bringing his kingdom and drawing people to himself. Jesus came to the world on mission to show us what the kingdom is like and to draw people into relationship with God. The church is sent on mission to help bring the kingdom and to draw people into a relationship with God. Next week, you are all going to have an opportunity to proactively follow Jesus' command to go into the world, or at least into Whitley Bay. Paul Revel is going to be leading our time together. We'll gather as normal at 10 o'clock to worship God together. And then Paul is going to organise for us to go out into the town and do all sorts of different things. Some of us might be blessing others by giving away donuts or offering to pray for people or to chat to them. Some of us might be handing out cards with encouraging messages on or finding ways to strike up conversations. There will be things that all ages and all abilities can do. And after that, the intention is to gather back here. So it'll be maybe half an hour of gathering at the start and some worship and some instruction, and then an hour of going out. And then we're going to gather back here to talk about our experiences and to sing and pray together before moving on with the day. Now, I know I have been in churches in the past where telling the congregation that a week in advance means that half the congregation won't turn up. I'm on annual leave next week, so I'm not going to be here. I'm really looking forward to hearing how it goes. I will be heartbroken if I hear that only 40 people turned up because the rest of us thought that it wasn't important to go and share the love of God with our town. I will be heartbroken because mission to Whitley Bay is an integral part of what it means for us to be church. And next week, there is a wonderful opportunity to be going and doing that together. And I hope you're excited by that. We believe God has called us to share the good news of Jesus with the people of Whitley Bay. We do this in word and action by serving our community and proclaiming what God has done for us in Jesus. Helping to bring the kingdom and sharing the good news of Jesus is an integral part of being a Christian, of being a church. It might be a little scary from time to time, but the great news is that we are powered by God the Holy Spirit. We do not go into the world alone. I wonder how you are going to help bring the kingdom of God to those you meet this week. I wonder who you are going to talk to about Jesus. Let me pray. Father God, we praise and thank you that you are a missionary God, that you come into this world to achieve your purposes, that you sent Christ into this world for our sakes, that you have reached out to each one of us that we might know you. I thank you that someone at some point has spoken to every one of us here about Jesus, and that is why we are here. I thank you for all those people, friends, relatives, strangers, I guess, that have helped draw us into a relationship with you. And I pray this day that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might do that for others too. That we might show them the kingdom of God by loving them with your love. And that we might help draw them into that kingdom by telling them of Jesus and what he has done for us. That Father God, we would be a missionary church just as you are a missionary God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.